Very thankful this morning for prayer bells. Thankful that we have an avenue to the Father this morning. Have you all ever been in a place that you just didn't know what to do? Burdens, cares, sorrows, troubles, difficult people, difficult circumstances, physical things, and you said, what do I do? And then you're able to get on your knees, at least figuratively, if not literally, and ring the prayer bells and make contact with God. Do you know prayer, the little common saying, prayer changes things? I still believe that this morning. That prayer changes things. And I found that often in life, when you pray for people and situations, I know God is still bringing down walls through the power of prayer. And make no mistake this morning, God is still changing people through the power of prayer. But the greatest thing that changes when we go to the Lord in prayer is us. And when we bring our burden, whatever, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, circumstances, or just a burden, a problem with someone else, when we get down before the Lord and make contact with God, it changes us. And I am so thankful for the reality of prayer this morning. We, Lord willing, this might be the conclusion of the little series that we've been preaching on, Resist the Devil. I thought it was just going to be one or two messages, and I think this is maybe about number 10. I'm not positive. So I don't want to be rash with saying this is the last one. But the reality is this. Even if maybe we end this little series this morning, we're going to go back tomorrow and next week, and we're all still going to be fighting the devil. So Lord, help us to know how to fight. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist. So Lord, help us to know how to push back against the enemy this morning. We've been reading in the 6th chapter of Ephesians and been looking and examining the armor that God gave us to put on for the purpose of standing against the wiles of the devil. So that's why the scripture was given there, to show us the different equipment that we have to protect defensively and offensively to fight against the enemy. We're going to go on to the 18th verse. And Paul finished talking about the armor, but he said, praying always. So now you have the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So the armor's finished. But without the following verse, this verse that we just read, we are not going to have an awareness or the power to overcome the enemy. We can be all equipped. We can have the armor on and say, we're ready to fight. But how do you know where to fight? How do you know how to fight? You have the equipment, but we don't know how to use it. You know, in warfare, it is vital and it is important to stay connected with the leader, isn't it? If you have all the troops going out to battle, but there's not the captain or the general that's directing them, telling them, okay, this is how we're going to fight the enemy. You need to go to this side. You need to go to that side. Well, God is our general this morning. And we need to stay in contact with God that we will know how to fight effectually with the armor that He's equipped us with. So we can say, well, I'm saved and I have the Spirit and I have faith in God and I have His Word. But what are you going to do with it? We're equipped. We're ready for battle. But if we are going to fight the devil on a daily basis, and we have warfare, we're in a warfare, we need to pray and seek God for His counsel, for His leadership, and for His power to enable us to fight effectively. So if you want to fight and know how to resist the devil, one of the greatest things that we can do is pray. So, this last week, can we examine just a little bit? Anybody have a problem this week? Personal problem? Physical problem? Spiritual problem? A thorn in your flesh? I think I could about say all of the above for my week. But what do we do with it? You know what I found has been a great blessing? Prayer. Prayer. Going before the Lord and seeking Him. And do you know that it doesn't change circumstances all the time? Sometimes it does. Thank God for that. I still believe that God is a miracle working God. But more importantly, when I humble myself before the throne of God, He is there to minister grace to enable me to fight the devil. Where the enemy is pushing and pulling to be able to resist the power of the enemy in your life, come before the throne of God and pray. Well, pray always, the scripture says. Praying always. That means more than just 5 minutes, doesn't it? Praying always. It means more than coming to service and say, well, I prayed for the week. So we all got down Sunday morning and someone led us in prayer, so I can face the week now. I'll tell you, I'm going to face the devil fighting him right now, see? And we're not on our knees, so what do? Lord, I want to pray. I want to have a heart of connection with God. When we go home, when we get up in the morning, well, the devil's still going to be there. But if we can learn, we can overcome the enemy. Yes, use all the armor. All the weapons that God has equipped us with. But let's go to the general. Lord, how can I use this? What do I need to do today? Lord, I need strength. I need grace. Praying always. The scripture says to pray without what? Without ceasing. That means without stopping. And I don't know everybody's experience this morning. All right? I don't know how your prayer life is. But do we know what it means to pray without ceasing? Do you know that should be the reality of every child of God is to pray without ceasing? It is important, and we'll touch on it probably a little more, but it's important to have time that we set aside in prayer. All right? That we get on our knees, we seek the Lord, this is my prayer time. But I want to tell you that's not enough this morning. We need to have a connection with God that we are in a continual state of prayer. Young people, I want to encourage you this morning, get connected with God. That through the day, it's not just that I prayed before I ate or prayed in the morning or prayed before I went to bed. That everything that happens, that there's just this continual back and forth between you and the Spirit of God. If you don't have that this morning, God has more for you. Because there is a real experience that you can have that you are in connection with God with a spirit of prayer. Yes, you're not, your mind is going to be doing work and you're going to be working your math problems, children, and you're going to have things that you're doing. But when things arise, there's just this spirit that, oh Lord, help me with this. So you hear some news or something happens. It's like, Lord, help me here. Help this person. Lord, would you bless them? Lord, that was hurtful. Lord, would you help me to have the right attitude? Would you help me to forgive them for they know not what they do? Lord, would you help me to have the spirit? Oh Lord, I should have done better here. Lord, Lord, would you help me to do better next time? I'm sorry, Lord. I wasn't as patient. That's what we heard in the adult Sunday school. Lord, I wasn't as patient. Lord, would you help me right here? Do you know this is what promotes spiritual growth? This is how we fight the devil, that he does not take advantage of us, is to pray without ceasing. And you will begin to see the blessings of the God rich. And you will begin to find places of victory that maybe you didn't have before. Praying always. Continual communication. That's something that needs to be developed. I remember a few years ago, and I think I shared it here once, but a few years ago I was driving down an old dusty road 8,000 miles away in a back road in Malawi. There were villages and we were driving through and I had about three of the brethren with me in the vehicle. And I got a call from Renee and there was someone in the U.S. that was in trouble. And the call came in, text came in, they're desperately in need of prayer. And it was serious enough. I said, brothers, I explained the situation. I said, we need to pray. So I'm driving down the road and they're sitting there in the back, one beside me, and I just started praying. I'm driving down the road and they were kind of, after we got done praying, there was like, your eyes were open. You were driving. I mean, it was a wonderful opportunity because they'd been used to, this is the time to pray. And it was like, you know what? We can pray everywhere. I said, when you're walking down the road, and I said, yes, your eyes are open, but prayer is connection with God. Prayer is talking with God and also listening. It's two-way communication. And I said, you can pray everywhere. Praying always. Do you know, children, young people, take prayer into school with you. Take prayer to work with you. Take prayer with you in your relationships with people. Do you know if we have a spirit of prayer, it changes how we start responding when things don't go right? Has anybody besides me ever been guilty of not taking the time with God that you should have? First thing in the morning. And you faced a situation and you just didn't come through it with maybe the grace and the patience that you wish you would have. Am I up here by myself? Do you realize that when you're in a spirit of prayer and things arise suddenly, the grace of God is so much closer to enable you to have the right spirit, to have the patience, to have the love, to have the ability, even when something is vexing or frustrating or difficult, that, you know what, Lord, I've been seeking you and, oh, Lord, help me right here. This isn't good. Lord, I need some help here. Or a situation arises, maybe someone else needs the help. Lord, would you help them? And your spirit is different because you've been in contact with God. Do you think this would change then if there have been areas in life that, and of perpetual failure? You know, sometimes people get uncomfortable with that, perpetual failure. I don't like perpetual failure. But you know, probably everyone here, if you serve the Lord for very long, you can point to a place in your life, it just seemed that you weren't getting the victory like you should have. Do you realize that this is one of the greatest tools we have to resist the devil and get victory? And that's to pray continuously. When you are in a spirit of prayer, the enemy has less room to work in your life. People, I talked about repeated failure. If you pray continuously about the issue for a while and then stop praying, have you ever found that it starts coming back into your life? If there's something that as you are really struggling with, here's a little bit of counsel I'd like to give. Pray specifically for that issue every single day. If you've had a problem with an attitude about someone, start praying positively for them and pray for yourself that, Lord, today, would you help me to have the right spirit here? Would you help me to have the attitude? Lord, give me the mind of Christ towards this person. Lord, help me. I've been struggling. Maybe a little bit of bitterness or some resentments. And Lord, today, would you help me to have the spirit of love and forgiveness that you want? Do you know you pray that? Just have a heart of prayer every day. Do you know what's going to happen next time you come in contact with that person? You're going to start finding there's power there because you've been pushing back against the devil. You've been pushing back. And now, and I have also found this, if there's someone that's, and this is just where we live, so I hope this is all right this morning. If there's someone that's been a thorn in your flesh and just isn't treating you right, that's hard, isn't it? Especially, you know, Brother Randy was talking about the cows and having patience for the cows. My thought was the cows don't know any better. But sometimes people ought to know better. So sometimes it's harder to deal with people than it is the cows because it's like, well, they ought to know better. And yet, And yet, when we bring that to the Lord and say, Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Help me, Lord, today to have the Spirit. And you pray specifically. Do you realize that's where victories are gained over people that are a thorn in your flesh? Because you've been praying. People struggle with things in their mind sometimes. Sometimes people struggle with thoughts, impure thoughts. Do you know what the answer is? Have the armor of God on, but pray. Pray specifically. Every single day, pray, Lord, help me to keep my mind on you today. Lord, help my mind to be on the things that are good and holy and pure. And when the enemy brings in these thoughts that I know are not good, Lord, help me today that I can know how to cast down imagination. Is not this where we live? Lord, pray then specifically. And you pray today, and you pray tomorrow, and you pray. Do you know when the devil comes in, and he will? You have power to push back. Because I've been praying for that. I recognize that's the devil. I know how to fight that because I've been in contact with the general. So then you go a week. I think I've got victory over that person. I think I've forgiven and I think I've let that go and I think the devil can't get me over these thoughts he's bringing my, I've got victory. Thank God for victory. I'm going to tell you what. You stop praying specifically for something that's been a besetting problem for you. It's going to come back in. Which means make it a daily habit. If it's been a besetting sin, if you understand what I'm saying, a daily weight that the devil is taking advantage of and it seems like you haven't gotten victory over it, pray specifically every day. And when you get victory for a day, victory for a week, victory for a month, don't let down. Don't stop praying. Thank God for the victory, but keep praying specifically. Because that's where the power is. And I believe this is the solution to a lot of people that make a trip to the altar and they pray about something for all and they have victory for a while. And then after a time, they start falling back into where they were. Have you been praying? Is that a fair question? Have you been praying about it still? Or did you think, well, everything's okay now? Oh, no. Pray always. Folks, this is our contact with God. We need Him every single day. So I'll just say pray and pray on. And if it seems like you have sought the Lord, and this is not this morning an in-depth treatise on the subject of prayer, okay? I just want to encourage us as we've been armed with the armor of God, prayer will enable us to start resisting the enemy. Well, if you have prayed and it seems like that you're still not getting what you need, don't give up. Song says, pray on till the what? Till the answer comes. And if it seems like today I just didn't get through like I should have, keep praying. Pray on. And when you pray today and it's like, well, I just seem like I didn't have the victory like I should have, keep praying. Pray tomorrow. Keep fighting. Don't give in. Don't throw your hands up and say, well, I just can't do it. Keep praying, and one day the wall's gonna break down. But if we give up, we're sure gonna end in defeat. But let's keep our eyes on Jesus this morning and come with expectation and faith that I'm gonna pray and I'm gonna pray until the answer comes. Praying always. Why is prayer so hard? Have y'all found praying is hard sometimes? Because it's opposed. That's the exact answer. Because the devil opposes prayer. Why? Because he knows how important it is. Get down to pray in the morning, and you get down and you do good to pray for 30 seconds, and pretty soon, phone beeps, you think of some, oh, I'm going to have to do this. You get interrupted by someone knocking on the door, coming in, or you're just getting in a quiet time, and then something comes to your mind, and pretty soon you got to just get up and go on. It's like, wait, did I even say amen? Did I even conclude? I mean, it was just like I was starting to pray, and then all of a sudden I was doing something else. Am I the only one that's ever been guilty of that one? Why is it? Because the devil knows how important it is. Can we turn our phones off and you're praying and you hear the brrr, and you get that text? Oh, what's that? Wait, we're talking to God. Let me put you on hold, God. I've got a text here. I got to check. Is something wrong with that picture? Lord, I need you. That means that set aside time is what I'm talking about now. Lord, this is that time that I want to set aside. But the enemy is fighting it because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And if it doesn't avail there, it's going to avail here. And I can testify to you, and again, I know this is personal, but I trust it's personal to you too. This week I have found prayer didn't change some things I wanted it to change. Didn't change some people. Didn't change some circumstances. Why not? Because their soul is in their hands. But my soul is in mine. I say, Lord, give me grace. Help me to forgive. Give me, Lord, I'm burdened down here, Lord, with you. I need some relief. Lord, can you carry the burden for me? Prayer is a place to unload. The Lord wants us. He wants to help us carry our burden. Do you know that it would be discouraging to you all if I were to unload all of my burdens? And it would be discouraging to me if everybody just unloaded everything, especially at the same time, right? There's something about sharing burdens with one another, and there's a time and a place. But do you know that we never need to be ashamed to unload with God? And I'm not talking about being disrespectful, okay? Some people can just, well, I can just talk. No, I'm saying respectfully. But when I come to the Lord, He knows how I'm feeling anyway. He knows my struggles or my burdens, and I can come and I can tell the Lord exactly how it is for me. Because He knows it anyway. And there's a place of release. Have you ever talked to someone and just did kind of unload with someone you could trust and would truly be there with your best interests at heart? You can't do that with someone that's not truly there for you, can you? Doesn't work. But when someone truly loves you and truly cares, they're going to be there to listen. And when you unload, there's a release in that. Have you found that? Do you know that's what prayer is for us? That's one aspect of it. It's I can come to my Creator and say, Lord, here it is. And you get up and it's like there's this peace and nothing changed out there. But it's like I gave this to the Lord and He's helping to carry that. There's a sweet release in prayer this morning. Pray on. It's a place that we can unload ourselves and then we can start getting filled up with God. Okay, Lord, I've unloaded my stuff. Now, Lord, I need you to fill me up with your love and your grace and your patience and your long suffering. Yes, Lord, your forgiveness and your, Lord, I need this from you now. That's our avenue of strength, saints, on a daily basis. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. How? Through the power of prayer. Instantaneous prayer. The scripture says, and let me just mention, I know you all know the story of the importunate widow. Jesus told that story or that parable for the purpose that men ought always to pray and not to faint. In other words, don't give up. When it seems like you're not getting the answer, keep praying because it changes us. Now, I think Brother Justin prayed this morning. He mentioned the envelope request. I was thinking about that on the way to service this morning. Some of you may have not done that, but those of you that had envelope requests, you know, burdens for the year. You know, things that were serious burdens, things, and you put them in an envelope, you were going to pray about them this year. Do you remember what you wrote down? Do you know I was thinking about it this week, actually, and one or two of my envelope requests, I guess in a fleshly sense, I could say they just blew up. So I don't see a lot of effect going on there. But you know what? I thought that's not true. You know why? Because something in here changed. changed. Something in here changed. That's God's answer. I might not right now, you might not see God work in here where you'd really like to see God work or change a situation or circumstance, but I can change you if you'll seek me. I can change your perspective. I can give you a grace that you did not have before. So I want to encourage you all, when your requests don't seem to be answered, I want you to know that God is answering in your spirit if you will open up your heart and pray without ceasing. Don't faint. Don't stop and say, well, because it would be easy on some things that you prayed about a long time to say, well, that's not happening, so I'll just let that one fall off the list. The question is, how important is it? How important is it? If it's important, especially when it has to do with your spiritual well-being, don't stop praying. I want to encourage you to keep praying until the victory comes. He said to pray always with all prayer. And with all prayer, it means there are different kinds of prayer. We had public prayer here this morning. You know, there's a place for public prayer. But there's a place for private prayer. There's a place for family prayer. There's a place for planned prayer. And there's a place for unplanned prayer. There's a place for spontaneous prayer. And there's a place for when you, again, that set aside time. Can we pray more? More planned prayer? More spontaneous prayer. When something happens and a frustration happens during your day, what's the first thing we should do? Lord, it's not about helping them. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to have the Spirit of Christ. Help me to have the patience here. Lord, help me to handle this like you want me to. Lord, I don't even hardly know what to do, but Lord, give me the grace and the peace to go through this storm. Lord, would you help me here right now? Do you see how this is used to resist the devil? We say, well, the devil's really been taking advantage. Turn to the Lord and you will find greater spiritual victories. And I am so thankful for that. When you pray, Jesus said, enter into your closet. That was talking about a specific kind. Putting out the distractions. Closing them out. Place to be fortified. Jesus went into the wilderness to pray, didn't he? He went in the mountains to pray. He went into the garden to pray when he was sad and burdened down. He prayed. When John the Baptist died, Jesus was sad. He was grieving. And he tried to get away. The multitudes followed him, but he tried to get away to pray. When he was tempted, he prayed. This is one of our big answers here this morning. You want victory? Pray. Resist the devil through the power of prayer. God will help us to know how. I am not finished this morning, so I guess we'll pick it up later. But I want to encourage us this morning to pray. Don't stop praying. Pray without ceasing. This is what is a place of release. It's a place to be fortified. It's a place to be strengthened. It's a place that I don't know what to do here, Lord. Lord, would you help me? Without just going off in my own mind, my own strength that can get us in trouble. Lord, would you help me right here? And I don't have time to go get on my knees. But Lord, help me right here. I need some help, Lord. You want to talk about power over the devil. This is the answer to a lot of marriage problems. It's the answer to children and parents having difficulty. It's an answer to problems in relationships with people. It's an answer to the physical problems, the financial needs, the stresses that life brings, that there is a source that I can turn to in my Heavenly Father, and I can say, Lord, I need some help. Would you guide me? Would you strengthen me? And the Lord will direct us that we can go out and fight effectually and win against the enemy of our soul. Saints, we are in a spiritual battle. But if we will be a praying people, we are going to be a victorious people. So let's go out and get the victory. Amen.